passengers, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. I'm going to test a few things. And then we will get into it momentarily. Is that scrolling? Yes. All right. We will see you shortly. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Beautiful fall. I don't think there's as many leaves as right now and as there is in that picture, but welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. This is the podcast for the Village of Cary. We are not associated with any municipality. It is a individual independent venture to change the conversation from social media to have a better dialogue and bring our community together so that no matter what happens, we have a strong community and we can know our neighbor and we raise a tide. A raising tide raises all ships. And welcome. What we do here is we go through current events. We keep things positive. We had our live watch party yesterday of the village board meeting. And we all, you know, it's bringing the content, which can be dry sometimes, to a new platform. And it's exciting to go through this and learn new things. Everybody's learning. There was a saying in the fire service that the day you stop learning is the day you should get out of the fire service. Continuous improvement is a good thing, as my parents say. So we have some current events, and then there was a thing that they voted on yesterday in the committee as a whole meeting on our live watch party that I didn't know a whole lot about. So we downloaded the packet, and we'll go through it together. And we'll see what it's all about. It is called Vision Zero for McHenry County. So let's go through the current events. And let's see if the one thing I didn't test is our cat sound effect. It sounded like it was successful. All right, let's get into it. There was a few referendums on the ballot. Wanted to show you all the results of that. Shall Carry School District 26 issued $20 million in school building bonds. That was passed yesterday. And the other referendum, shall McHenry County Conservation District increase its property tax rate? And that was a nail biter, but that got rejected. So that's some of the local referendums. There were a few others. Oh, sorry. There were a few others on the ballot. So if you're interested in those, the Daily Herald had a resource for that. But the best bet is to go to McHenry County local government page and pull up the official results for your most up-to-date info. The kind of piggybacking on the school referendum, District 26 sent out a tweet or an X, I don't know what you call it now. They were grateful to the community for coming together to support the future of our schools. With the successful passing of the referendum, we can now move forward with essential improvements to create safe, inspiring, and future-ready learning environments for our students. So very good that they are on topic with that, and looks like they're ready to start moving. McHenry County, Illinois had a announcement. They say, we proudly join the National Association of Counties and Local Governments nationwide in observing Operation Green Light for veterans to bring attention to the benefits vets have earned through their service. So if you are a veteran, you're not alone. There are solutions out there, and there are resources. So reach out and ask questions about that. And if you know a veteran, be sure to bring it up. You'll be seeing green lights throughout the town. Thank you, veterans. Thank you for your service. And then the Village of Cary. Typically, water towers are cleaned manually using pressure washers with trained professionals suspended from the top of the tank. Check out our contractor's innovative use of drone technology to clean our water towers. This utilized a drone with a power washer to clean the water towers. I thought this, we saw this on a line item when we went through the pre-watch party, and it seemed like it was considerably less expensive than having skilled people hanging from a water tower. So that's heads up thinking by the Village of Cary. There was some concern about the chemicals that were used with the spray and the overspray in the comments section of this, but I have not looked into that, but I'm sure possibly the village will be releasing something about that. And I'm sure that the contractor does this professionally and has gotten all the proper certifications for that. I'll be keeping an eye on that tab to see if they come out with anything, any answer on that. And then treat the whole family to a magical afternoon with Santa for the Cary Park District. Get ready for a cozy afternoon filled with yummy pizza dinner, a festival hot cocoa bar, cookie decorating, ornament crafts, plus a special visit from Santa for photographs and holiday cheer. Space is limited, so make sure to register early. You won't want to miss out on this unforgettable holiday event. So nice Christmas, Merry Christmas festivities to get in the holiday spirit for all. And then to dive into this Vision Zero resolution, this was covered on the day before and during the Village of Cary board meeting watch party that we had yesterday. They voted on moving forward on discussing something called a Vision Zero resolution, and I wanted to dive into that with you tonight for some more must-see TV. And this is my first time going through this packet, so we'll be learning together. And this is how we get involved with our community. This is how this is the vision. This is our mission statement to kind of break this down in a more digestible way to see what's going on in our community and to put wind in our sails for everyone. I know it's kind of left on the shelf sometimes to as a to-do list to get more involved with our community, of which our kids are in and of which we decide to live in. So that's how we're trying to bridge that gap here. Okay. So we got the McHenry County Safety Action Plan, MCCCOM, or MCCOM, McCOM, Safety Workshop, Safe Travel for All Regional Initiative by the McHenry County Department of Transportation. Introduction, meeting goals. This looks like it was a PowerPoint for a presentation for municipal staff. MCSAP is an initiative aimed at enhancing our transportation network safety and efficiency. Our goal today is to create and shared understanding of the plan's objective, create a call to action for municipal leaders and staff, and ask for your support and participation. Goes through some of the folks that are leading up this project. Looks like we got some skilled people here, to transportation planner, bike and pedestrian coordinator, Ryan Peterson, and then Greg Osborne. Years of keeping folks safe on the road. Project background, necessity for plan. Safety in McHenry County has evolved rapidly, facing increasing road safety challenges amid growth. Data, current statistics reveal rising traffic volumes and crash rates, highlighting the need for comprehensive safety measures. Solutions, the Safety Action Plan is designed to address these challenges through strategic improvements and community-focused safety initiatives. Project vision, vision statement, which has our Cary front and center and Conscious Cup. It's a nice picture right there. The vision for McHenry County Safety Action Plan is to establish comprehensive and proactive approach to enhancing public safety, focusing on reducing traffic-related fatalities and serious injuries on all roadways. It aims to leverage data-driven strategies, community engagement, and technological advancements to create a safer, more resilient transportation network for pedestrians, cyclists, and motorists alike. By fostering collaboration among local agencies, stakeholders, and residents, the plan strives to achieve a zero fatality future, making McHenry County a model for safety and traffic safety. The study area, the entirety of McHenry and all of Algonquin, Huntley, and Fox River Grove, including portions that extend into Kane County. Some municipalities that extend beyond borders are included in other county studies. The study area, equity communities. Equity communities identified by Justice 40 Initiative. Oh, great, that's something else that I have to look into now. Justice 40 Initiative, based on socioeconomic and demographic factors, face higher safety risks, environmental challenges due to historic disinvestment and systemic barriers, result in poorer health outcomes and limited access to safe transportation, targeted interventions needed for equitable safety improvements and community well-being. Plan priorities and strategies. Safe system approach, the five pillars. I hope there's, yeah, there's five. I saw three. Safer people, designed and maintain roads to reduce risks and accommodate human mistakes, ensuring safe travel for all users. Safer speeds, manage speeds to levels appropriate for the safety of all road users and conditions, minimizing the impact of collisions. Safer vehicles, ensure vehicles are equipped with the latest safety technologies and designed to protect all users in the event of a crash. So it looks like this is actually going to go into vehicles. Vehicles meaning not just, this isn't just paint on the roads. It looks like they're going to. Plan priorities and strategies. The fourth pillar is safer roads, safer road users. Promote responsible behavior and decision-making among all road users, including pedestrians, cyclists, and drivers. Post-crash care, improve emergency response and medical care to reduce the severity of injuries and save lives after a crash. I apologize. Safety analysis, objective, understand travel patterns, crash data, and commuting behaviors to enhance transportation safety and efficiency. From 2018 to 22, fatalities 94, approximately 19 per year, serious injuries 645, 129 per year, cost of fatalities $1.09 billion. Cost of serious injuries, $774 million. So the total cost of having serious road incidents that this vision looks to reduce was $1.86 billion, according to their slide here. Crash locations. So this is a heat map of all the accidents. We're going to get up and try to see our hot corner real quick. I can't see it in here, but I'll pull it. I'll get a zoomed in shot for a future live stream. But yeah, that's a heat map of crash locations, detailed crash data, fatal and serious injury crash totals. Looks like Cary is low on that list for Fatal and Serious. And then per 1,000 residents, there's an uptick there in Cary. But Crystal Lake has put up the numbers on that one. Algonquin. And they haven't included some unincorporated data. So it looks like they're going to bleed this into unincorporated. Somehow. Detailed crash data. Most common crash types. Front to rear collisions. These are the most frequent, often occurring in congested traffic conditions or due to inattentive driving. Turning collisions. Significant due to improper turning maneuvers or failure to yield right-of-way at intersections. Prevalent crash types, fixed object collisions, high incident of crashes involving vehicles striking stationary objects like guardrails, poles, or trees. Angle collisions, common at intersections, suggesting issues with traffic flow, signage, or signal timing. Additional insights, pedestrian and cyclist incidents. Despite the low model share of walking and biking, pedestrian crashes totaled 122 and cyclist crashes totaled 139. Rural versus urban differences. Rural areas experience more severe crashes, often due to higher speeds and longer emergency response times. Time of day trends. Peak crash times coincide with typical commuting hours, suggesting that targeted interventions during these times could reduce accident rates. So targeted interventions could possibly mean higher police presence or I could imagine different signaling cycles during peak hours or and then this is the detailed crash data. Is there a key? It's like Friday rush hour is the hot spot for highest percentage of crashes. Commuting patterns. Overview of trends, predominant model of travel. A significant majority of residents, 78.9%, prefer to drive alone, reflecting a high dependency on personal vehicles for daily commuting. Carpooling and public transit. Carpooling is utilized by 6.5% of the population, while public transit is used by only 1.8%. Active transportation, walking or biking is relatively uncommon, with only 0.9% of the population using these models. Remote work trend. Work from home. Approximately 11% of the workforce operates from home, aligning closely with regional averages and highlighting a significant segment of the population in engaging in remote work. Commute time. Average commute duration. The mean commute time, which is the average, for McHenry County residents is 31.3 minutes, slightly below the regional average. McHenry County, they have some, they break it down there for work at home, drive alone, carpool, transit, walk or bike. A lot of folks drive alone. They like to listen to their own music. Can't blame them. High injury network identifies roadways where a disproportionate number of severe or fatal traffic crashes occur. HIN is used to prioritize targeted interventions and safety improvements, directing resources to areas that pose the greatest risk to all road users, especially vulnerable populations. 13% of roadway centerline miles are classified as HIN, yet they contribute 71% of KA crashes. I wonder if they could roll these statistics into data for their sidewalk project in the Hilltop neighborhood that we discussed a few shows ago. Key equity findings. Socioeconomic disadvantaged groups experience higher rates of injury and fatalities and traffic incidents, which can be attributed to both the lack of safe infrastructure and the higher exposure to traffic hazards in these areas. Residents of equity communities often face disproportionately high transportation costs, lower vehicle ownership rates, and reliance on alternative transportation modes, such as public transit or biking, which may not be as efficiently accessible. Equity communities are frequently located near environmental hazards, such as high traffic roadways and industrial areas, which exacerbate, which means it's like that's a health term for make worse. When something gets worse, it's exacerbated. And which exacerbate health risks due to increased exposure to air pollution and noise. Key equity findings. My apologies, I was a slide behind. Vulnerable road users. What are vulnerable road users? Vulnerable road users are individuals such as pedestrians, cyclists, and motorists who are at higher risk in traffic environments due to their lack of protective barriers compared to motor vehicle occupants. Why are they important? They are important to plan for because their safety requires careful consideration of road design, traffic regulations, and public awareness initiatives to prevent accidents and ensure equitable access to roadways for all users. Partnership and community engagement, collaborative efforts with local governments, Illinois Department of Transportation, federal agencies, and community organizations. Our steering committee will help inform and guide the plan to ensure it meets their members, constituents, and organizational goals. Tactical urbanism, demonstration plan for June 2025 to experiment with potential roadway infrastructure. Partnership and community engagement, steering committee. They're the folks that are on the steering committee. Public engagement. Public meetings, organize and host public meetings, workshops, and provide materials for MCDOT, McHenry Department of Transportation meetings. Online platforms, utilize social media and a dedicated project website to reach a broader audience and facilitate easier access to information and feedback opportunities. Surveys and polls, conduct surveys and polls to collect quantitative data on community preferences and concerns regarding transportation safety. Community events, participate in local festivals and events to engage with residents informally and gather input in a community-friendly setting. Outreach campaigns, launch awareness campaigns focusing on specific safety issues or challenges, using posters, flyers, and local media outlets to inform and educate the public. Possibly like yours truly, Voices Carry. Once again, we are just going through this to as a first time for you and me to go through it to see what the county has lined up and for Carrie to potentially sign on to. The mayor last night brought it up and mentioned that it be increased funding for the village and also increased safety. So that's why we are going through it, looking at it together. seeing what they have lined out, and breaking it down. Getting involved in the community. The project timeline, March 2024, May through May 24, data collection and analysis, June 24, existing safety conditions completed, and then May 24 through December 24, which is what we're in now, public engagement, October of 24, draft plan, and April 25, plan approval. Crash reduction commitment. Requirement. McHenry County is required to formally adopt a Vision Zero or similar crash reduction committee commitment. This commitment must focus on reducing traffic fatalities and severe injuries to zero through comprehensive safety measures, policy adjustments, and community engagement. Safety improvements. A clear commitment to Vision Zero will guide the development of safer road infrastructure, enhance enforcement and traffic laws, and promote education on road safety. Funding opportunities for local agencies. Eligibility criteria. Any municipality, township, MCDOT, or a multi-agency partnership. Agencies must be within McHenry County or directly impact the county's transportation network. Must demonstrate a clear alignment with the county's safety action plan and Vision Zero objectives. Application process. Interested agencies that need to submit a detailed proposal to the Safe Streets for All grant. Proposals must include a comprehensive community engagement strategy to ensure that projects meet the specific needs and receive support from local residents. So it looks like it's going to be on the shoulders of the municipalities to come to them with some solutions, and then they receive funding as those get approved. Types of projects funded. Infrastructure improvements such as better lighting, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes. Possibly sidewalks, I'm not sure. Educational and enforcement campaigns aimed at reducing dangerous driving behaviors. Technological advancements like improving traffic signal timing and real-time traffic monitoring systems. Traffic monitoring systems. Implementation funding. Example recommendations for infrastructure. Roadway configurations, addition of sidewalks. There you go. Addition of bike accommodations, curb extensions, bulb outs, reduced left turn conflict, intersection designs, roundabouts, roadway lining, raised medians, access management, added pedestrian crossings. So I believe that there was a state, or there was a federal initiative to where if they, that's why you saw all these roundabouts going, to where if they did so many bike lanes or roundabouts, they received federal funding. But now it looks like they've carbon copied possibly what they did on a federal level, and now they're doing it at a county or state level to where local municipalities can receive different funding tools to further improve traffic. Implementation funding. Speed feedback signs. Wider edge lines, rumble strips, traffic signal backplates, flashing yellow turn, left turn arrows, dedicated left and right turn lanes, signage enhancements, site triangle maintenance. So when they say site triangle, they like the it's vision triangle, like with signage and stuff at the viewing area of where you are from your eyes to what you can see past your blind spots in your vehicle or riding as a pedestrian. What can you see like at an intersection? Are there blind spots when you're traveling? Is everything not confusing to a motorist? Little by little, like we saw this with Federal on the interstate highway system, they have a whole, there's a trademarked font that they use on their traffic signs that have been, it's called Highway Gothica or Clearview. That's the actual font that they use nationwide, and different states still have different ones, but they all have, and there's a lot of studies that go into just how far back can the average person see and read that sign, and that's interesting, you know. That's and the rumble strips, the centerline rumble strips. I'm a fan of the centerline rumble strips when you do have to have a two lane opposing traffic, and then the outline of the traffic signals with the reflective tape. That's always a bonus. Anything to grab attention. A lot of these things can be done, like the signal, like the flashing yellow left turns arrows. That you see that in Wisconsin a lot, in some other states. You know, you would think you'd be able to just go in there and change it, but I think a whole bunch of studies have to go through, and all the right processes have to go through to get that passed and implemented. You know, like just the same with dangerous intersections. You know, I've seen intersections that have had so many crashes at them, and due to red tape, sometimes it takes forever to get a four-way traffic stop or for better advanced warning for dangerous intersections. So some regulation, like over-regulation's not always a good thing, and then regulation to where like the studies are done to like find out how long, like with the vision for the font for interstate highways and for what's done, that's a good thing. So it's kind of a commingling of over-regulation and then the good regulation. So you never want too much red tape to where nothing gets done, and then motorists in this case suffer. Yeah, you just want the goal to be safer people traveling, less incidents happening on the roadway. But then at the same time, you don't want this to just be a check the box thing just for people to put their hand in the cookie jar. You want to see results. Implementation funding. Example recommendations for strategies and policies. Speed management plan. Traffic calming program. Enhanced speed enforcement. Public campaigns to increase transit use. Driver education. Fatal crash review commission board. Complete streets design guide. Commit to zero fatalities. Our future rides on transit. There's a list of some of their campaigns. Ways to get involved. The project website, McHenryCountySAP.com. Virtual forums. Attend our next virtual forum in November. Inform constituents. Let them know of the planning endeavors and how they can get involved. Surveys. Take our upcoming survey and complete our interactive map exercise. Public comments. Submit public comments on the website and attend focus groups. And then there's some contact information. I know the phone number is probably covered by my ugly face down there in the corner. I can't scroll it up anymore, but the phone number is 312-429-8216, 312-429-8216. So that's That was fun to go through that with you for the first time. Once again, that was a Vision Zero initiative that was brought up at the village board meeting. Right there at the bottom, the item B there. And we just wanted to do a dive into the program and see what it was all about. And go you for getting involved and going through with me. Thank you. It's been an honor to be invited into your home or wherever you are watching. So thank you for joining me and through learning. I think communication, there's a certain skill of which that I don't possess yet, but I'm working on it. There's a certain skill in communicating things that are boring or sometimes, no, I shouldn't say boring, but just dry. Like if you look at the Mythbusters, Jamie Savage and or Adam Savage and Jamie Heineman, their Mythbusters program that was on the Discovery Channel, they consider them, interview that I saw with Adam Savage, he considers himself a good science communicator. And what a science communicator is taking things that are rightfully awesome in the world of science, but just hard to convey, and breaking it down to digestible nuggets to where you can get in. It just it breaks down the barrier of entry into science and understanding. So that's what I'm trying to do is to I don't claim to be the official voice on this stuff. That's why I'm going through it with you, and anybody that claims to be is. You know, anybody who claims to have all the answers is dangerous. You have to know what you don't know, which is a great quote that I love. When you know what you don't know, you know when to ask somebody that does know and look for the correct answer. Not the answer that you want, the correct answer. So being a good communicator in breaking this down for you and for myself is a plus one in my book. And I really enjoy doing it with you, and thank you for joining me today for Voices Carry Live. We are streaming live on X, Rumble, and YouTube. And like I said in the intro, like if you're not from the Village of Carry and you're viewing this, try doing this in your own town. You know, it can literally be on a cell phone. I have the moving camera to try to keep. I understand that I'm dry sometimes. I do enjoy humor, but I do. I have the moving camera just because you know it increases engagement by you know a few seconds. To where you know you get stuff to look at other than just me. Just start it with a cell phone. Start asking questions. Always be respectful. And you'll see great things happen. Never be cynical. And thank you for going through the Vision Zero packet with me. If you have anything to share with us that you want to shout from the rooftops, go to voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And we will shout it from the rooftops. We will see you tomorrow on Voices Carry Live. Thank you.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Mama. 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 don't, Sid. We toys can see everything.
So play nice.